Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, here we are for another week here of podcast.
To get myself situated.
Okay. Well, this week we have a variety of topics this week, all sort of around the theme of confidence and you know, just self-esteem.
Makes me want to sit up straight.
Yes. Right? That's right.
Put some spine in your back.
That's right. So, but we've got...
No, they're sort of thematic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they are. Well, and we've got a bit of a busy week.
Because the week ends with...
This weekend, we are airing our interview with Brian Keene. I'm really excited.
And I'll tell you, if you don't feel more confident after you talk to him...
Yeah.
I mean, this guy will perk your day up just listening to him.
It was a great interview.
And so I think these four or five podcasts that we're going to do leading up to his interview are appropriate, because we're going to be talking about confidence and effort and things you should do
to
change your life in positive ways.
That's right. So we have a few podcasts. And then Thursday night, we are doing our live broadcast movie review for Perks of Being a Wallflower. That podcast will go out on Friday morning. It's a busy week.
Busy week.
But we're going to start out talking about ways to get more confident. And this comes from an article or a blog post on our blog, PsychReg.
PsychReg.
Entitled, Want More Confidence? You Have to Earn It. And it's written by Matthew Buckley. So he offers nine, and you said you have a tenth.
I have a tenth.
Great ways to earn your own self-confidence.
Right, right. I won't say I really like this article because you are, but I really like this article. No. What I like about this is that it has the same flavor of what you and I teach, and that is that you can't increase motivation in schools.
Right.
Teachers say, well, how can I increase my students' motivation?
Right.
Or they will say, if she was only more motivated, she would do better. Backwards. If she did better, she would be more motivated.
Exactly.
So what I really liked about this is he takes the same perspective with confidence and decision-making and effort. That typically we think of, well, I have to have confidence first. And he says it in the first paragraph.
He says that, you know, confidence is this feeling of security and self-assurance. And again, as you said, that comes from, you know, succeeding and doing well and being confident.
You don't go out in the desert and develop confidence. I mean, where does confidence come from? You know, and people say, well, I just don't have the confidence to do it. Well, nor will you ever do it.
Yeah.
If you wait for the confidence, you're never going to do it. The only way you get confidence is by doing something and succeeding at it.
Right. So let's talk about his strategies for increasing confidence.
Well, and why do people not try?
Well,
he says there are two reasons.
That's right.
I mean, we were having a discussion. I had a discussion recently with another parent. And he said it bothers him when parents tell their children, he's raised three boys and done a really good job with them. And he said it really bothers him when parents tell their children, well, you know, these are life decisions you're making. You better be careful because these are going to have implications for a long time. And, you know, you got to choose the right college. You have to choose the right career. You have to choose you have to make these decisions. That's all wrong.
Right.
Make a decision.
Right.
Do something.
Right.
Because what those children end up doing is they end up procrastinating and say, well, I don't want to make a mistake.
Right.
You know, should I go to law? I'm afraid. I don't know whether I should go to law school or not. What if I don't want to be in it? What if I don't want to? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Go.
Right.
If it doesn't work, make another decision.
Right.
But do something. Keep doing something all the time. The worst thing you can do is sit on the sofa and wait for something to happen. Wait for confidence. Wait for motivation. Wait for something.
Yeah, we put so much emphasis on things that we make every decision much more much more critical
right.
than it really is.
That's right.
You know, how many times do people reinvent themselves, for right. example? You know, you go to school for something, and then you end up working in an area that has nothing to do with what you went to school for. Sometimes we see that as, some people see that as a failure.
Right.
But really, that's a finding yourself type of thing.
My brother lives part of the year in Germany. He sent me a book about a year ago, and it talks about the world as it was in Europe before World War I.
Right.
And it was very stable. It was mm-hmm. 100 years of peace.
Right.
And you had a job, and your children inherited that job, and you worked at that job for 30 years, and you retired, mm-hmm. and you got a pension, right. and it was all very predictable,
right.
and it was predictable and stable for years and years and years. World War I came along and changed all that.
Right.
That happened again after World War II in the United States, because people, after World War II, we had this very stable economy mm-hmm. as the rest of the world was picking itself up, and people would work in factories and mills mm-hmm. for 30 years, and yeah. then retire, and they knew that at 65 they could retire and mm-hmm. have this life. That all changed in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
And we kept saying, you're not going to work anywhere for 30 years.
Right.
You're going to change frequently
right.
Because businesses aren't going to exist for 50 years anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Googles and the Facebooks, those things are going to come and go. We saw it in the high-tech industry, but we're going to see it in every industry.
Right.
Industries are going to come and go very quickly. And it's the same thing here. You're not making a life decision. You're just simply making your next decision, and you're going to keep making them.
Exactly. That was really illustrated for me when I was graduating with, I think it was my bachelor's degree,
right.
and there was a guy who was in his 60s graduating with his doctorate. And I was thinking, you know, talk about reinventing yourself, you know, mm-hmm. And doing so after you've already had
right.
Another major career.
That's right.
You know, then he goes back and he goes to school. And so no decision that you make at 18 or 19 years old is necessarily going to be the decision that lasts for the rest of your
That's
life.
That's right. They can be permanent decisions. I mean, there are people
tattoos.
That's true. Body piercings. No, it's true that there are some decisions some people might make. Like, there are kids, I want to be a doctor when they're 10.
Right.
And they keep pursuing that
right.
dream, and they retire as a retired physician. Okay.
Right.
But that's the exception,
right.
I think, especially
yeah.
in today's global economy.
Yeah.
That's the exception. You are going to continue to change throughout your life. Not only, you should change.
Right.
I mean, if you're pursuing your
yeah.
goals, pursuing your dreams, you should be changing periodically.
Because your goals are likely to shift and
change.
Adjust and everything, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
All right, so let's talk about these.
What do we do? Wait a minute.
Oh.
We forgot one thing.
Oh, what?
Why are we afraid? Why don't we pursue success? And there's two things. He said there's two things. One is fear of failure.
Uh-huh.
And the other is perfectionism.
Right.
And those are the two things that hold you back.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
We have patients
mm-hmm.
who, young adults,
mm-hmm.
who should be moving ahead in their lives.
Yeah.
And they're either afraid
mm-hmm.
of failing
mm-hmm.
or they think they have to be perfect at
right.
whatever they do. Or
right.
they have to be the best. Or they have to be better. Or in most
cases,
they
have to fit some model. Some
yeah. Like,
mold.
I have to go to this law school. I have
right.
to go to this. No, you just have to take the first step.
Right.
Just go do something.
Right.
Okay? And so it's fear of failure and perfectionism.
Right.
Okay. And so what can we do about it?
All right. The first one is to change your relationship with failure.
Right.
Now, we've talked about that many times in this podcast, so we
mm-hmm.
won't go into
Beat
it in much
that.
Detail here. But, you know, we see failure as a bad thing. And there's that... that quote by, who is it? Is it Franklin, Ben Franklin, who says, you know, that he invented, I don't know what it was, he invented it, but he learned, you know, 150 other ways not
oh,
to do it.
Right.
I can't remember the exact quote. So I started out to say the quote, but then I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know the quote. I know the concept of the quote.
Edison said, well, now I know 1,000 things that won't work.
Maybe that was Edison.
He was trying to invent the electric light bulb, and they said...
See, I was thinking that it was a light bulb, but then I was thinking, you know what? Ben Franklin didn't do the light bulb, so why would it
he
be
He did lightning.
Franklin? He did lightning, but it just
right.
it's confusing to me.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, Edison
but yeah,
said, well,
I
now I know what isn't going to work.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah, so failure, as I just failed with that quote, failure is... can be our friend.
That's right.
Because it can be our thing, something that helps us along the path.
You don't want to live your life by being failure avoiding. I know a young man right now. He makes decisions doesn't make decisions because he's convinced that he's going to fail. He said, well, this person didn't, and he did. Yeah. He's comparing himself to other people. He's terrified of failing, so he doesn't do anything. No. And he's sort of in neutral and not doing anything right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, too bad.
Which is sad because he's multi-talented.
But right.
Won't move forward.
Exactly. I think that's the most challenging thing is when a person is so skilled, has so many talents, but for whether it's perfectionism or the fear of failure, they resist the drive to move forward.
That's right. Just to make that first decision.
Yeah. The next one is to become comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. And we talked about this before with the idea of pushing your boundaries.
That's right.
Right? You have to expand because when we're comfortable, we don't look for change. We don't look for anything to be different. We become content. We become stagnant sometimes. And so we need to sometimes push and become a little bit uncomfortable so that we know that we need to make change.
At something. Yeah. Test yourself someplace because to do the same thing over and over and over day after day is just as deadly as doing nothing.
Right.
You know, once it's become routine. So get out and start getting accustomed to being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like when you change your eating habits.
Yeah.
It's okay not to feel full all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Brian talked about that. Is we always want to feel full all the time. Why? Feeling a little empty actually feels a lot better.
Right.
It's much more. So it's okay with feeling a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. The next one is practice.
That's one of your favorites.
That's right. Because, you know, and I think, we're going to mention Brian again. Because in that conversation, we talked about the importance of practice. And that practice doesn't make perfect, which is something
that
we often hear. Practice makes permanent. And so you need to practice at what you're trying to get better at. You know, you practice, whether it's a sport or a musical instrument or writing. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to practice. You have to keep doing it because that's what's going to get you better.
Right. That's what the brain likes.
That's right.
To do it over and over again.
Absolutely. The next one is take lessons from negative experiences.
Right.
And this, to me, is very similar to learning from your failures.
Right.
You know, you find those negative experiences, and instead of saying, oh, well, that was terrible. Say, okay, that was terrible, but what can I learn from it? How can that benefit me?
That's right. You and I have been at this now for a little over 2 years.
At what?
This.
Oh, the podcast business.
The practice.
Yeah. 3 years. Yeah.
This office for 2 years. Yeah. And we've had, some successes and we've had some not successes.
Right.
Okay. We've tried all kinds of things, and some have worked. I don't consider them failures.
Right.
You know, these things work. These things didn't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I've never looked at them as, well, that was a bomb or that was a failure.
Yeah.
You know, look at the people who have started businesses, started and failed. But they're not really failures.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, okay, what I did before didn't work.
Right.
So I have to change these things and do it again.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to learn from your mistakes.
Exactly.
And I like this one, this next one a lot.
Change your mindset.
Right.
All right. You got to change the way that you're thinking about it because, even if we just stick with failures, you got to change the way that you conceptualize failure.
Yeah. How do you think about failure?
Change what you think about as positive and negative and take those thoughts and see those thoughts along a continuum of, you know, how things are going to help you. Because sometimes, and we've said this before, sometimes you learn more from negative experiences than you do from positive experiences.
That's right. And you have to, when we talk about changing your concept of failure and changing your mindset, stop. We're reading more and more these days that you have to stop fighting these negative thoughts.
Right.
Okay. Because in fighting them, you are continuing to rehearse them in your head.
Right.
And that's practice. So you're practicing your negative thinking.
Exactly.
So you're going to feel, you're going to have negative thoughts. They're part of the ebb and flow of your life. And they're going to come and go. Sometimes you're going to feel confident. Sometimes you're going to feel less confident. Some days you're going to feel absolute terror in your heart. It's okay. These things come and go.
Yeah.
Don't fight it. Just let them come in and let them, they will flow out.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an ebb and a flow. Get used to the ebb and flow. Stop fighting these negative thoughts.
Absolutely. The next is to focus on progress and not perfection.
Right.
This is what we were just talking about. You know, the idea is moving forward. The idea isn't being perfect. Perfect is unattainable.
An illusion.
Yeah. So don't focus on perfection. Focus on moving forward and continuing to progress in the direction that you're wanting to go.
Right. I wish students would do, you know, they say, well, I have to have a 4.0, you know, I have to have perfection. It's not perfection,
right?
You know, and we have to dispel this notion that's a value worth pursuing,
right? Because if you can attain perfection, then
the bar's
too low.
The bar's not high enough,
right?
Right.
You know, you want it to be
right
out there to keep you moving forward.
And if you can get all that, if you are that student who can get all A's in a rigorous curriculum, then you should be doing something in addition to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I knew a woman who would read all the recommended texts,
right,
not just the required texts, but she would read all the recommended texts. So she was getting all A's, but she was going way beyond the curriculum.
Right.
And that's the obligation you have. If you get all A's, that you're fortunate.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But it's not, the bar is too low for you.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. The next is to get rid of unrealistic expectations. And this is sort of the reverse of that. Don't set the bar so high that there's just no way that you're going to attain it.
Right.
And we talked about this in a podcast last week, that you can't have a certain set of behaviors. You can't have a certain set of expectations. And then, you know, like that, flip and say, okay, well, this is, I'm going to go from, you know, a 2.2 GPA to a 4.0 GPA. That's what I'm just going
to
do.
Or I'm going to get a C's and go to veterinary and apply to veterinary school.
Right. It's not that those things can't happen, not that you can't go from a 2.2 to a 4.0, but it's not going to happen in one quarter. It's not going to happen in one year.
No.
It's going to take time to get up there. So your goal should be more realistic as you're beginning, because there's no way, as we've talked about intrinsic and extrinsic motivation before, there's no way that it can sustain for the period of time that would necessitate to get to the point that you're trying to get. So
right, and an unrealistic expectation keeps you on the sofa waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, well, I have to do this, and I can't fool around getting a job because I have to be this, okay? So that's one of the problems with not only do you set yourself up for failure, but you also remain stagnant because because then you're saying to yourself, well, this is such, and I see some people who are doing that.
Yeah.
You know, the expectation, they've set the goal so high, they can't possibly even begin to achieve it.
Right.
You know, so they stay on the sofa and don't make a decision.
Right. The next is to stop needing approval.
Hmm.
Just do it. There's Nike, you know.
So, well, it has to do with you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to
just do it.
It's what you want to do.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether anybody else approves or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's your private struggle.
I thought you were talking about me.
No.
It's my.
You?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
You personally?
That's what you mean. Yeah, you were looking at me when you said that. So
you,
but you're right. It's intrinsic. It's your driving force. What do you want to be doing?
Right.
Other people may disagree. Other people may think it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that is you're passionate about, something that you are really driven to do,
do it. It's yours.
Yeah.
You know, if
good.
You
for the good and bad, you know. So, and the last one listed here is recognize that past failure doesn't guarantee future failures. I really like that because we tend to predict the future based upon the past.
Right.
And if we failed in the past, we're going to anticipate failure in the future. And that those two things don't necessarily happen for all the reasons that we've talked about with the other eight. If you're learning from your mistakes...
That's the important thing. You know, if you're learning from your mistakes, you're not going to repeat the failures. It's if you do the same thing over and over again.
Right.
Then...
Yeah.
But if you're doing the other eight,
Yeah.
This one's less likely to happen.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, did you have number 10?
Number 10, do something.
Do something. Just get up and do it.
Get up and do something. The Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you have to do something. It's heartbreaking for me to watch 20-somethings,
yeah,
or high school students, but mainly 20-somethings who have either graduated from high school, mm-hmm. haven't committed to a career or to college,
right.
Or college graduates who haven't committed to a career or graduate school. And it's heartbreaking to watch all that talent, because you know how much you can learn. Mm-hmm. You and I know how much you can learn when you're in your 20s.
Right.
I mean, learning is so mm-hmm. easy when you're in your 20s. And yeah. those are the years when you should be packing in all right. this knowledge. And to sit and do nothing for 2 or 3 or 4 years is such a waste
yeah.
Of a person's talent and abilities. And I hate to see them stagnating during those years that are so productive,
right.
or can be so productive.
Exactly.
So yes, get up and do something. Make do a decision something. And do something. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, you change.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a. Just change. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to feel uncomfortable.
You should forget to be afraid.
You
all right? See that? Is that it for today? Did you have any others?
No.
Number 11? No?
No, 10 is good.
10 is
Do
good.
Do something.
10 is a good round number.
Do something.
So, all right, that is it for today. So we will be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
With another episode. Tomorrow we're going to talk about confidence and what happens when we are working too hard to please other people. So we're
going to go from there. The approval of others.
That's right. People pleasing.
Okay.
So, all right, that's it for today. So, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
There it is.
There it is.